Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock at Coastside Carousel. Thank you for joining us once again. This week's guest is Mark Kostrava, and we're just going to do a live in-studio jam and hang today. It's to get ready for an upcoming round robin of musicians that Mark is hosting up at the Wine Bar. No, the Wine Room.
Wine Room in Moss Beach.
In Moss Beach.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we have to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn.
Yes, Cameron, always.
Great place to hang out with the family. Good food, good fun, good place to hang with your friends. It has a dog-friendly patio.
Yes.
So you can still take care of your dog and your social commitments.
And many things down at Cameron's. He's really got the compound going on down there these days with hotels and everything. It's amazing.
Hotels, motels,
the south side of Half Moon Bay is
pubs.
Cameron's turf.
Exactly. And, of course, he always supports live music.
Oh,
You can be a star at karaoke Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
Or you can maybe see Mark at open mic on
Thursdays. Open mic every Thursday night.
At 7 o'clock.
Long-standing tradition on the coast side.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Very happy to have come by here, Kelly. And thanks again for always hosting this Coastside Carousel. You've done such a fantastic job with this show.
Oh, well, thank you.
I tell all my friends about it.
Oh, good.
Especially when I'm on.
Right on. Well, you have some exciting news.
I got some great gigs coming up. You just had my good buddy Doug Young, who did a fantastic interview on, was it just last week?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Doug, a very famous instrumental fingerstyle guitar player and contributing editor at Acoustic Guitar Magazine, you know, basically a heavy hitter out in the acoustic guitar world, and I'm very proud to be hosting a gig along with these guys, Doug Young and Taya Gerken. And Taya is the former editor of Acoustic Guitar Magazine, too. So these are high-end, well-connected people.
These guys know their stuff and how to make it.
So I got to bring my A game. Absolutely.
Oh, good.
I've gigged with them both. They're great guys, but they're serious players. So I got to really up my ante, too, which is good for me. I always like it and really enjoy playing with these guys.
The biggest challenge for you is the serious part.
You know me too well, Kelly. You know me too well. Yeah, when I make a mistake, I try to make a joke at the same time, and we'll see if I can cover it. But no, it's going to be a great gig, though. It's going to be more intimate concert-style instrumental. There's no singing. We're not going to screw it up by trying to sing. Not like you do. You sing great. But Doug, Tay, and I, we're just instrumental guitar players.
It's going to be a really great
evening
night.
Of great guitars with Taya, Doug, and Mark.
At November 3rd.
Yeah, Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Wine Room in Moss Beach. And no cover. Are you kidding me?
That's incredible.
This should be like a $100 show.
But you guys are raising funds for a good cause.
Well, that's a different gig. I'll move on to that gig.
Oh, never
mind. But the evening of great guitars, we'll just pass the hat.
Okay.
You know? But come on out. It's a lovely, it's turned out to a really good, intimate venue.
It is a great venue.
It is.
It's like
actually
music
really
in their
Teresa
living room with somebody
done,
pouring wine for you.
Exactly. With great guitars.
And hanging out with your friends, and you don't have to clean
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. No. You don't have to. There you go. You don't have to clean it. You don't have to do your own dishes. Right?
No,
boy, that's a big deal. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. Well, why don't you play a little something for us?
Yeah, sure. I'll do one off my upcoming CD, which hopefully I get someday, get done someday. This one's called, I'm going to start with Dos Madres.
Okay, Dos Madres, this is Mark Kostrava.
Thank you.
That was awesome. No, that was gorgeous. Don't tell anybody there's mistakes. We won't know.
There was no mistakes on that. It's exactly as I intended.
I could tell. I was watching your fingers. They looked perfectly placed.
Oh, really? Good. You know what they say when you make a mistake? It was just called jazz. Was that a mistake? No, I was just going jazzy. I was improvising.
You know, I think Bach and Mozart and Beethoven even improvised.
I believe
but they
so.
Didn't have the term jazz back then.
You know, it's funny doing my, because I do all my own music. None of it's written down. It's only in my head. So every once in a while, I'll get into a gig and I'll be cranking along on one of these songs and I go, oh crap, I forget where this goes. And then I will have to go jazzy and improvise right on the spot. And every once in a while, some magic comes out of it. But then sometimes I go, I got to revisit that song again. I go, are people looking? Are people like?
Well, that
hopefully
happens.
They are.
People don't know unless they listen to your songs over and over on your CDs.
Well, that wouldn't be hopeful and a nice thing if they did.
And there are times that could happen.
Yes.
But it, you know, with us singers,
oh, yeah.
If you forget the words,
ooh.
You know, if it's a standard,
yeah, sure. Oh,
yeah.
Especially if it's a standard, yeah, but everyone knows it. Yeah.
Luckily, most of the time, people don't know.
Yeah.
I had the biggest faux pas one year at a talent show, and I did a America the Beautiful, the Ray Charles style,
oh, boy.
And I started out with the really not usually used lyrics.
Yeah.
And I didn't have them memorized.
Oh.
And boy, was I making stuff up. And I started at the wrong place in the song. And in my mind, I totally messed it up. But
how red did your face go?
I don't know. I didn't see it. But afterwards, a musician who I really respect said, Kelly, that was the most brilliant I've ever seen you perform, because I was literally pulling it out of the
forced
ether.
Creativity.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're like, you got to make it up on a millisecond's notice and go, okay, where do we go?
At least I still know how to make it sound good.
Exactly.
And I can rhyme on the fly.
Oh, yes.
Good.
I know. You and I've jammed together. You do some amazing stuff. Absolutely.
Well, maybe we'll do that for you one of these days once we get a little lubricated.
Oh, sure.
But,
sure.
That's another show.
Yeah, it is. It is. Life on the Coast Side. Yeah, we're blessed with great musicians and great venues to play and lots of opportunities to get out there.
Absolutely. Very that's why we place. Do this show.
Exactly.
And that's why I promote them on Coast Views Music as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you said you have some other fun things coming up, too.
Yes. I've had...
Everybody, this is Mark Kostrava, in case you jumped in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready for a great show with a couple other wonderful guitar players on November 3rd at the Wine Room.
Yeah. Tay Gerken and Doug Young, a night of instrumental acoustic guitar. Going to be absolutely fantastic. A great night to sit down with a good glass of wine and just listen.
Yeah. And then what are you going to be doing after that?
So after that, I got a really good gig at, speaking of wine, Testarossa Winery in Los Gatos.
Oh, fun.
So I got booked in there not realizing what a high-end place it was. So I went on the website. So Friday, December 7th, the wine Bar 107 at Testarossa in Los Gatos. And I go in on the website, and I didn't know it, and it splashed right across the front of the place, was voted number one place in all of Silicon Valley to listen to music by San Jose Mercury News.
Wow.
And I'm going, ooh, pinch myself. I'm playing it at a pretty
nice
practice,
gig.
Yeah, you know what? That is so funny you say that. The first thing I said, I better practice. And that one, so very excited to get that. But Miss Patty Hickner, your friend and a violinist that I've been working with lately, she's going to come down for that. She had a recent injury to her hand. I don't know if she's going to make it out November 3rd, but she's on the recovery path. And hopefully she'll be ready to roll here very soon.
Yeah, I saw her with the arm in the sling last week.
Yeah, and
so
it's really been very fun to have her add her wonderful violin on top of my music.
I'm looking forward to checking that out.
It is really just beautiful stuff. She is really talented, and it's just a pleasure to work with. So we've got that, and then, of course, we got a big benefit gig coming up at the Moss Beach Distillery that I put on every year with Joey DeNoia.
Yay!
Joey the bartender.
Oh, good. I'll be able to be part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Come on out.
Okay, good.
And so we put on a benefit for Coastside Hope. Call it a cans and cash drive. Coastside Hope is the food and shelter place right in El Granada. So that's Wednesday, December 19th. I'll have, my goodness, Michael Vincent, Joey DeNoia, myself, Mike McCall. I got Maurice Tanney coming in, famous singer-songwriter.
I love Maurice.
Maurice is coming out.
He's
I just got
best.
Introduced to him.
I'll interview him.
So Maurice is coming out. Yeah, we'll get we'll make the connection.
Best.
Maurice, I just met him. What a cool
Lucy,
guy.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
the connection. And then who else is playing? Oh, and Wycobe Inns, Patrick Coverness with the brand new CD with Jim Rogers.
So
and
everyone
Eric
you
Gull.
Just mentioned has been on the show except for Maurice.
Oh, my goodness.
So
it's going to be a
and Joey.
It's going to be a Coastside Carousel kind of night.
Yeah, no, but thank you for saying that because I've been wanting to get Maurice on here. So now we have a good
reason. Yeah, he seems like a very cool, and he's coming all the way over from Berkeley. So we're just honored to have him come out and help this program for Wednesday, December night. Starts at 5 p.m. It's going to basically go all night. Yep, Wednesday, December 9th.
19th, not 9th.
No, 19th,
yes.
Just 6 days before Christmas. And we put it on Wednesdays because no one ever schedules anything on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And this will be the fifth year we've done it, and it's been very, we've done quite well with Cans and Cash, and it's just an absolute ball. Fun night. The place is all dressed up in lights, and everyone's in a great mood.
And the distillery is always a fun place to hang out.
Oh, yeah. Come out, watch a great sunset over there.
Good.
And then, you know, and then one that I'll follow up with my last gig. I scored one of these gigs that you just go, well, what the hell? I'll just see if I can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Oddfellows Hall.
Oh, that's a great place.
And Saturday, March 23rd. But I put together a gig and it made it happen. Got confirmation with none other than Michael Manring, one of the most famous bass players on the planet. Along with his good friend Mark Lemaire. Mark Lemaire is a guy I've gigged with before. Mark Lemaire started gigging with Michael Manring, and then I put it all together and said, can we do this? So that's going to be a full-blown meeting of acoustic minds at the Oddfellows Hall, which
is
Saturday, March 23rd. So that's a big deal. I mean, Michael's definitely, I think, the most famous guy I'm ever going to play with, and I'm very looking forward to having him come out. And of course,
incredible.
Mark Lemaire is absolutely incredible. Great guy. You got to get him on. Mm. Those guys on Coastside Carousel as well.
And
the Oddfellows Hall, if you haven't been, I got to give a plug to them. That is a venue, one of those surprise places. You don't know until you go up the stairs and you go into this 130-year-old room that has got acoustics that just go, wow, this
they are
is
wonderful.
Special.
Yeah, perform there a couple
times.
Oh,
it's a lovely spot. So I'll give a plug to Marty Steiger and Oddfellows Hall and everybody over there. They're doing a great job. And if you get a chance to see a show, just go.
They have dance nights at least once a month. And again, these are on Coastside Carousel and on the Oddfellows website.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's a great thing. So actually, it's time for a little more music.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'll do one more.
What are you going to do now?
Working on the upcoming dot, dot, dot.
The album in progress.
Yeah, the album in progress. This one's called Late Night Lover.
Late Night Lover by Mark Kostrava, everybody.
Thank you.
piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bugger to play. It's a hard one, but it's really pretty.
Yeah, that's very pretty.
Yeah, it's a very pretty tune.
Okay, we have like 30 seconds to say Mark Kostrava has been here in the studio with me for Coastside Carousel. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And if you want to find Mark online, you go to...
www.markkostrava.com. That's spelled M-A-R-K, all one word, M-A-R-K-K-O-S as in Sam, T-R-Z as in zebra, E-W-A .com as in com.
Mark Kostrava. Mark K O S T R Z E W A.
Very good, Kelly. She wasn't even. Is it up on the wall somewhere?
No, I type it every week.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. You do. So thanks to you for all the work you do for supporting local music out here on the coast.
Absolutely.
Coast
Views
Magazine and everything. Wow. You are.
Coast Views Music. The magazine is bye-bye, but I kept the music guide going.
Yeah. Keeping everybody informed.
Yeah. So everybody can find out all the music going on at coastviewsmusic.com, khmbradio.com, and I also post everywhere on Facebook. Thanks, Mark, again for joining us. Everybody, thank you, and be nice to each other because you all deserve it.
Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, play us out.
Oh, let's see. I have a little Ipanema Highway.
Oh, Ipanema Highway.
Listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.